Hi, I'm Sharad Kutan, and welcome to Let's Talk, the show that brings you the most important conversations of the day, and what could be more important than books and stories and ideas and illustration. They come together in graphic novel form and comic form. Now, help me in this conversation. I have the co-founder of Mapla Comics. He is Amir Hafizi. He's also one of the writers of an upcoming fantasy light novel series called Nafiri. He, together with Fairul Nizam and Anis Suhaila, are members of Mapla Comics. Mapla Comics, spelled like maple, but actually pronounced Mapla, like, as in the Tamil word for bridegroom.
Bridegroom, yes.
Tell us, I mean, let's start with that. I mean, why did you call your comic company, using a Tamil word?
The thing is, when Fairul Nizam and I conceived the idea for the comics company, we were always having our meetings at a Mapla. Now, we are old people, so we come from the 90s, where mamak restaurants or Indian restaurants are all lumped together as maples.
Oh, really?
And the reason being because whenever the waiter comes up with something hot or he wants people to get out of the way, he would say, maple, maple, maple.
You know, lovely. Okay. Yes, okay. So we actually were colleagues at a newspaper years ago, right?
Yeah.
And so you have an interesting start because you have part of you is a journalist, part of you, and you work many jobs, I understand. Mm-hmm. But tell us, how did you get into comics, and why has comics become an important part of your professional life?
Okay. Well, I've always been into comics since I was young, and then in 2014, I had a massive heart attack. So I almost died. One third of my heart is dead. And after being discharged, I survived, obviously. And after being discharged, I actually called up Roy, Fairul Nizam. I said, Roy, I want to do this before I die. So I emotionally blackmailed him to actually pushing the titles forward, because otherwise we would be waiting for another few years after that. Hopefully some people would have finished their comics. But we were lucky and we got our first title published in December that year. I had the heart attack in August. So it goes to show that if you really want something, then you can actually do it in 4 months.
Okay, absolutely. Wonderful, inspiring story. Let's look at your childhood, because I think a lot of us have childhood influences. And I remember the rich kids in my class always had Beano, and they had access to that. Mm-hmm. And we always, with great envy, would look at their comic collection. Where were you getting your comics from? What were you reading? Was it Japanese? Was it American? What was it?
I tried to get my hands on anything I can, because my parents don't actually give me any money at all. I had no pocket money. So I would beg, borrow, and whatever else. I had some gila-gila, issues of gila-gila, which were not considered children's material at the time. It was quite political. It was quite sophisticated. There was also...
I think Zuna worked for Gila Gila for a while, didn't he? Or possibly. Anyway.
Possibly. Yeah. I preferred Long, though. The Malay Dilemma series that he did in Gila Gila was fantastic. And then there's also like Batu Api, Geli Hati, all these things.
So it was local comics that you had your exposure to mostly?
Yes. I read a translated Iron Man somewhere in a coffee shop somewhere in my kampung. But that was it. It was later when I... The Sun had this magazine, remember?
Yes, I worked for it.
Oh, really? I really appreciated that, because it was my first exposure to some really wonderful comics, like The Sandman. It was really good. I was in high school, so we had that, and a lot of my friends had more money, so they bought all these Hong Kong comics. So I was also into Hong Kong comics. Some of them bought manga, Japanese manga, and I was also into manga. And magazine had this like Western comics. I was like, yeah, it's too expensive to buy. Because I couldn't even afford like one ringgit 80 cents for the Hong Kong comic. So,
and Azmi Sharum, who's now with the Election Commission, who's a law lecturer, used to write reviews of comics for the Sun newspaper. So, okay, so for many of us, comics are something we leave behind, kind of graduate from comics, but there are obviously people who stay with comics. Mm-hmm. Comics is a lifelong obsession. Why is that so? I mean, what is it that's special about comics?
Well, it's a medium, just like anything else. It's like movies, it's like books, it's like songs, poetry, whatever else. It is a medium, and the thing about it, the cool thing about it for me is that not many people are into it, not many people are doing it. So it's easy for you to be distinguished by claiming this in the name of your own or something like that. And also because of the specific things. This one goes into Scott McCloud's theory about comics and understanding comics and reinventing comics, about the very very special ways comics can actually tell stories between it. Actually, the movements, the emotions, the sound, and everything else, the movie actually happens in your head. It is between the gutters of panels, you know, that kind of stuff. So if we want to talk about that, it will take about...
So your mind sort of animates what you see.
Yes.
Is that is static in the different panels on
yes.
the page. I want to ask you about, you know, developing this idea. So Nafiri has been reported as a crowdfunding success, mm-hmm. and that's how, in fact, in many ways, you're on the show because mm-hmm. of it. I believe the illustrator that you work with, Zami, M. Zane, mm-hmm. Conceived of it 2 decades ago. That's a long gestation period for an idea. Is that true?
I conceived the story 2 decades ago, and I approached Zamzami with it after he rejected another one of my stories. So I've always wanted to work with Zamzami. He's, I think, one of the best artists in Malaysia, honestly speaking. You can see from his artwork that he's really good, he's really detailed, he really puts into it. It takes a long time, but you have to wait for great things to happen. So I approached...
Okay, so you conceived the idea.
Yes.
Okay. And then, and what is the relationship between a writer and illustrator?
For this, because it's a light novel, what I do is we have long discussions, long late night discussions about the characters I want to do, and he comes up with the character designs first, and then I map out the story. I tell him the story, he reads the stories as well, and we each pick a scene that he wants to illustrate, because the format of a light novel is a short novel with illustrations. So which illustrations, which scenes that needs to be illustrated actually depends on the agreement of both of us. So it's a symbiotic.
So it's symbiotic. Mm-hmm. You're kind of giving each other, because clearly mm-hmm. when you write, you have an image in your head as well of what mm-hmm. your character looks like.
Yeah.
But they're not just simply slavish to your creative imagination, are they?
For example, one of the more popular characters among online readers so far, I mean online fans, online followers of the series so far, is this guy called Puing. So I envision him as a short, bald guy. He's the strongest, and he wields a big sword or something like that. So Zamzami took that and said, no, I don't want to do short, bald guy. So he drew this really beefy, hunky guy, and that is the image that people latch on to. So...
Were you disappointed? Were you? I mean,
no.
Because you had this idea of... I mean, there are traditions where mm-hmm. the hero doesn't look like a conventional hero, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, I think the French are famous for their kind of odd-looking mm-hmm. heroes, right? So in that tussle, how did Zamzami win out?
No, I bow to a better interpretation. I mean, it's like if it makes a better product, why not? You know, if you drew him as like some old guy, no, it doesn't fit into the whole young heroes kind of thing. So that wouldn't work. But he interpreted it into something that is really, really gripping. That character has garnered so much attention from people, you know, and it's one of our flagship images when we want to pitch Nafiri to anyone. Say, look at this, and they were like, wow.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, we'll take a short break, okay. And we'll be back with more. I'm speaking to Amir Hafizi, co-founder of Maple Comics. Stay tuned.